Hi, welcome to Hobbycraft.
Hi.
Wow. Grevier Furniture has been a fixture in downtown Franklin for decades. But last summer, the family carved out another space in its large red brick complex for a new type of shop. It's all New Hampshire-made handicrafts. The store is filled with the kinds of old New England items you'd expect. Shaker boxes and rocking chairs, painted wooden loons, model ships, jewelry, and baskets. Andrea Grevier, who owns the store with her husband, shows off her wares to a customer.
Now that's a nightlight, and behind there are other panels.
Oh, that's cool. What a great idea.
What makes the store different from your standard New Hampshire craft shop is the craftsmen themselves. They're inmates at the Men's State Prison in Concord. The Department of Corrections used to run its own gift shop, where inmates in the Hobbycraft program could sell their wares. But by 2011, budget cuts forced the prison to cut staffing down to just a few hours, one day a week.
So we were tasked by one of our supervisors to think outside the box and try to come up with some other ideas.
John Limoges supervises the Hobbycraft shop. The state put out a proposal asking for businesses to bid on the opportunity to stock their shelves with prison-made goods. Grevier Furniture won.
The cost of the state to send stuff up there is nothing. We don't transport it. It's 100% on the furniture store now. They come down here, they pick it up, they bring it up there, they sell it.
Under the contract, Grevier's gets 20% of the price of each item sold. 10% goes into the Department of Corrections Recreation Trust Fund to keep programs like the Hobbycraft Shop open. Because it isn't an official prison job, the inmates get to keep the rest. But the state doesn't pay for their materials or tools, so prisoners use a lot of the money to buy more supplies. Prisoners in the wood shop work with saws, hammers, and chisels. But over on the other side of the sprawling shop, men sit in a smaller, quieter room, making baskets and painting. Tim Barry paints a scene from an idyllic Vermont village, complete with horse-drawn sleigh. He's 26 years into his sentence for second-degree murder. At 63 years old now, he's not far away from his parole hearing. He taught himself to paint in prison.
When I'm here with this painting, with any painting, I'm someplace other than prison. And one of his essays, Schopenhauer wrote, "To an artist, it doesn't matter if the sunrise is seen from a prison or from a palace." I understand what he meant now.
Barry works mostly from memory and pictures clipped from newspapers and magazines. Talking about himself and his art, his words are steeped in metaphor. He grabs a smaller canvas, showing a rusted-out 1955 Red Mack truck.
Maybe this is a self-portrait. That's a truck that can't run. And I'm in here. I miss the trucks. I drove long haul. When a truck is moving across country, that's freedom. It's a sense of freedom. It's the opposite of being in prison. You're always moving. The scene's always changing. But when I do my art, the scene's always changing.
Barry's work is displayed on the walls at Grevier's. He says some of his pieces have already sold for $125 to $250 with the frame.
It feels good to be in prison, and I have to have my family support me. And this time of the year, if I want to buy them presents, I got the money to do that.
Just a few feet over, 49-year-old Mark Van Zandt sits at a table, weaving baskets. He's been in the men's prison for 15 years, also serving a sentence for second-degree murder. For about half that time, Van Zandt has been making baskets in the Hobbycraft shop. Like most inmates, he doesn't factor the cost of labor into his work. He just doubles the cost of the materials. He holds up his latest creation.
This is a market basket. It can be used for, you know, decoration, or it can be used for actually, you know, out in the field if you were, you know, picking up vegetables and other such things.
He figures he'll put $45 on this basket, which is bound for Grevier's. So far, all but two of his baskets have sold, and they need more stock. Van Zandt says it's about more than the money, though.
Actually, it's pretty, it's rewarding. It's nice to know that, you know, that you can make something that other people will be interested in, and you know, they appreciate your art, you know.
Back at the Franklin store, Andrea Grevier says she's thrilled with her unusual arrangement with the state.
And I've gotten so much from this by the gratitude of each and every person involved. And the public has well received it. And not that these gentlemen did not do some things they shouldn't have, but they're still people. And I've seen a different side to the prison system.
The store's contract runs through 2014. Then the state will have the option to renew for another 2 years. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.